AM 1450 online at kbps.am. This is the voice of the Portland Public Schools, KBPS Portland. We just heard Alone Again, Naturally, a special request from one of our special guests. My name is Joe Anderson. I'm the KBPS Chief of Staff. And for those of you who may have been longtime listeners of me, you may also know that I work with my co-worker Hickama as being the Benson High School student body president. But today we have my sort of, but not really, boss on air with me today. If I was the governor of Oregon, she'd be the president of the United States. Please welcome Byronee McMahon, the student representative to the Portland Public Schools Board of Education, 50,000 students district-wide to KBPS. Thank you so much for being on air with me today, Byronee.
Hi, thanks, Joe. Thanks for inviting me. I'm really excited today.
Oh, sure thing. So let's just start with you. Tell us about yourself. Who are you?
Wow, deep question off the bat. Well, my name's Byronee McMahon. I'm a senior at Cleveland High School. And as Joe said before, I serve as the student representative to the PPS Board of Education. There's currently only one student on the Board of Education, and I help to, yes, it's more like 48,000 students, but I help to represent those voices in district ongoings, policy decisions, and just the overall vision and how the board decides what we're going to do and what action we're going to take. And so it was really important to come out and visit students, and I'm so excited to be reaching students on air.
Well, thanks so much, Byronee. Now, we just heard a bit about, you know, your role as the district student rep. Can you tell us, you've been at your job for, half a year now or so?
Yeah, a little over a semester now.
Could you tell us about what you've done so far in your position?
Of course. So it's been really exciting, and I also got to serve a little bit over the summer. And a really important thing for me was being able to meet and visit with students. And so at this point, I've gotten to visit a lot of schools. During the summer, I also visited a lot of our summer programs, which we spent a very large amount of money in investing in. And it was great and has been great to meet students, speak with students, and see students. We also have been able to work through the Student Summit and do all the planning for that, which we'll talk about a little later. And I definitely encourage anyone that's listening or will listen to attend. And I think the biggest thing for me as well has been just working with the board, going to meetings and making sure that student voices are being heard. We have work sessions as a school board where we talk about the important issues like student safety and budget and teachers and how we kind of juggle all of these really important aspects of a public education system. And so it's been a real privilege this year to be able to serve on the school board, going to school board meetings, attending work sessions, going to events with legislatures. And I think really the biggest thing that I've certainly worked to do is just make sure that I'm attending as much as I can, meeting as many people as I can, and making sure that student voice doesn't get lost, because all too many times it does.
So as we talk about that student voice, can you speak a bit more on the importance of student representation and what structures we can have in our institutions to ensure that type of representation?
Yeah, I think that so many times people forget that, oddly enough, that public education is really to serve students. And sometimes, even more, we forget to even ask students about the issues that they're most concerned about. And I think the importance of student voice is because for so many of the people that are making decisions, whether that's at the district level, whether that's at the state level, they're adults who have probably not been in a public high school or public school classroom, period, maybe picking up their children, but certainly not as a student in maybe 20 years. And so understanding, like, how do these decisions affect students on the ground? And it's just a perspective that they don't really know and they can't really understand because they just don't have that experience or they don't have the proximity to the experience. And ultimately, these student issues and things that affect students, it's my opinion that students should have the biggest voice in those decisions. And I think, what can we do and how can we use those structures? Joe, I think you're a great example. We can go on air. We can join our ASBs, and there's so many also nonprofits, such as like Oregon Student Voice, that do a great job of really promoting that student voice to these higher up institutions. And I also think taking advantage of the students that you know. Just before this, we were talking to the radio teacher here at Benson, And you should go to the leaders that are in your community, and you should go to the students that you know hold positions, and that can help you to solve the problems or connect you with the right people. And so I think it's all about remembering that students are a really strong community of people, and that we should really lean on one another when trying to make big changes.
Byrony, you are only one person, and we haven't told our listeners yet, but you also head up the District Student Council. Can you tell us about that organization?
Yeah, so the District Student Council is made up of one student from every PPS high school and alternative program. And as you said, I'm one person, but I'm backed up by this great group of people, seniors, sophomores, juniors, and we all work together to help promote student voice in the district. And we do that by every district student representative serving on one of the board committees, whether that be policy, audit, unfortunately, for the students that are inclined. There's a bunch of different ones, but students really help in that way on the DSC to really ensure that when we're making decisions, there's always a student present, and there's a student that can really help to explain how the decisions that the board makes are going to affect students.
I remember those district committees. My few months on budget review were the most thrilling of my life.
Yes.
Could you tell us a bit more about the accomplishments in past years or right now of the District Student Council?
Of course. I mean, we have had such a privilege over time to have such a great number of students who have really worked to make things better. Jackson Weinberg last year was my predecessor, and he worked on the climate change response policy and worked really hard to get the passage of that, which, for those of you who don't know, is one of the most comprehensive climate change response policies put forward by a public school district in the United States. And so it's been a really great thing to be setting the tone for the rest of the country in terms of how do we respond to climate change. And I think it's something we're really proud of both as a DSC and also as a legacy of student representatives. And then this year, I'm actually working on a task force with Jonathan Garcia and Guadalupe Guerrero, our superintendent and our chief of staffs, on student safety. I'm sure a lot of you know that Cleveland High School, my school, experienced a shooting not so long ago. Franklin also, though after school hours, gratefully. And Jefferson as well has experienced a lot. And with this uptick in student safety issues, there really needs to be a response. And so this year especially, we've held sessions with students. The Student Summit will have a session all about it, which we'll get more to later. But for me, I think that's been one of the biggest things that I'm proud of, is just the dedication that I've seen from the district and from the DSC in terms of how do we address this giant issue that is now more prevalent than ever.
So earlier you spoke about students going to the leaders in their community, finding the students in the positions of power. Could you talk a bit more about how students with any concerns can possibly get those concerns up to the level of the district student council, or get them to a place where they can be addressed?
Yeah, well, my email is publicly available on pbs.net, as well as my supervisor, Yensei Shao. I really recommend students reach out to us via email. I get emails all the time from parents, and I'm probably responding to at least 100 emails a day in terms of just trying to make sure people feel heard. But I don't really hear that much from students. And I think the biggest thing and the first thing you can do is reaching out to me via email. And then also, I know your ASB presidents, or the District Student Council representative will know your ASB president. And so I really recommend that you can go to them as well with any concerns. But I like to think of myself as very accessible. So shoot me an email or give me a call. My information is available on our website.
And we can put that on the KBPS website too. We can make sure, along with the interview of this file, the file of this interview. For those of you just tuning in, we're listening to Byrony McMahon, the student representative to the Portland Public Schools Board of Education, right here on KBPS. Now, we've briefly touched on the student summit throughout this interview, and let's let the audience know. Tell us, what is the student summit? When is it? Where is it going to be?
So the Student Summit, I think, is the pride and joy of District Student Council every year, and it's an event that we spend lots of time on in our meetings, planning and creating. This year it's going to be held at OMSI on the 24th of February, so next Friday. There is a RSVP thing online, which I'll make sure to give Joe, and I'll make sure is widely available, which is also available on our Instagram, PPS Student Council, if you're interested. And basically what the summit is it's an opportunity for students to speak directly to decision makers. This year we're really lucky in that we have a session on legislative advocacy, and we're really lucky that actually state legislatures and local legislators have come and are actually going to be at the summit to speak directly to students. We'll have 3 board members there as well, so if you're interested in making change within the PBS community, you'll have time. We'll actually have like a town hall where you'll have time to speak directly to them. There'll obviously be members at the District Student Council, and so you'll get to meet and see who your representative is and how you can potentially get involved in future years if you're an underclassman, or how you can get involved in future. We're going to have a lot of sessions, and for me, what was most important was being action orientated and or being a really good listening session so that our legislators, our central staff would be able to understand what students wanted. So I encourage everyone to go. Again, that's OMSI on February 24th. It's from 10 o'clock to 2. It is during a school day, but I think it's worth it. And obviously it's a district sponsored event. And also there will be transportation. It will be limited, but if you have any concerns or questions regarding the summit, please reach out. It's a great opportunity, and I mean really great, to really express the things that you need. As we move into budget session 2, it's really important that students understand that resources are very limited and that we're going to be having to make trade-offs. And so we need to know, and we need your feedback in terms of what those should be. And then also, where do we focus our energy and time as a district? Is that on student safety? Is that on Title IX issues? Is that on RESJ? And we can do it all. We certainly can. But we need to understand what students' solutions and what solutions are going to work best in terms of addressing the problems that need fixed in this district the most.
Well, thank you, Byrony. I've been to that summit before. It is very informative, and I'd say the food's pretty good.
It's catered. There'll be free food. I mean, why wouldn't you?
Who doesn't want that? You know, you get to miss some school, learn some stuff, and get like free breakfast and lunch. Like, sounds like a pretty sweet deal to me. Well, we'll have that information available for all of you on the KBPS website, kbps.am. Thank you so much for tuning in for this special interview with Byrony McMahon, the student representative for the Board of Education for Oregon's largest school district. And let me just tell you that you can listen to all the board meetings of the Portland Public Schools Board of Education right here on KBPS. The 7-member board is responsible for the budget and policy decisions of Oregon's largest school district. You can listen to them on our AM signal or kbps.am. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm frantically flipping through my cue cards to find out when our next board meeting is. Looks like it is Tuesday, March 7th at 6 p.m. Tune in on KBPS for that if you want to hear it. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll have the full audio of this interview available on our website, kbps.am. Byrony, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Any last questions, any last things you want to say to our community?
Please email me. I love to hear from students. And if you're ever interested in meeting me, I am always around. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Up next, we've got Doja Cat and SZA right up next on KBPS Kiss Me More. This is KBPS Portland.